A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And obviously, Jeff was there today and had some very kind things to say about Ed Scott. So, Jeff, are you with us?
I'm here.
What was it about Dr. Ed Scott, and thank you for doing this on back-to-back days. We very much do appreciate that. But when we saw your tweet, we were like, we got to have him because that's just not something that you normally say. So what was it about Dr. Ed Scott that struck you so much?
Well, I mean, you sit there and this guy walks up and you've got no idea what he's going to sound like. We don't know Ed Scott, right? Dr. Ed Scott. And he just gave a terrific talk. Like, he's funny, he's engaging, he's inspiring. He did a thing at the end. He's got this cute little daughter. I don't know, what, 5-year-old daughter, 8-year-old, 7-year-old daughter, whatever. She was sitting in the front row, and he did a thing at the end. He said, I ask her 5 questions as we go to school every day. He said, and the first question I ask is, what are we going to do today? And then she just spontaneously pops up from the front row. Be 1% better every day.
Dang, that's cute.
And yes. then he said, you know, whatever. And who matters, you know, and who are we thankful for? I forgot, or whatever. Mommy! Whatever. And 3 was, and what do I need? And she goes, strong girls.
Awesome.
And he talks about resilience and strong girls just sort of apply to whatever. And then the last one was something about service or helping or whatever else. He said he didn't know that she was going to chime in from the front row, but it was freaking adorable. Like, it was just great. And then he talks about, I'm not going to just be here behind the podium. You know, it doesn't help if I'm just here behind the podium. I'm going to come out and I'm going to ask you to, if you care about the University of Memphis, I'm going to be in, you know, across from you in your office or wherever you, like, he's incredibly energetic and, he's, I would even say charismatic. I keep picking adjectives, but he was great. Again, how much does an opening press conference mean? You know, practically nothing, right? In terms of how good that person will ultimately be. But in terms of just an opening spiel, and I was thinking back through it, like, Penny was great, but only because he was Penny, right? Like, I don't even remember anything Penny really said except for wanting championships, right? His remarks when he was introduced were fine, but not, Laird's under, like, I'm comparing it to all the ones I've heard before, Novell and Fuente looked kind of nervous, and this guy owns the room. He absolutely took control of the room. I'm going to be the athletic director for black folks and for white folks and for all folks. But then he talked openly about what it means and the pressures and how he knows there's going to be people who are going to be watching him, and if he fails, you know, it's going to impact them. And so there's more pressure on him to succeed. And he talked about other great Black athletic directors that he's worked with or known, or and just sort of on every topic, he was terrific. And then he was also the news of the day was it wasn't just all AD speak. We asked him about the house case and paying players, right? And some of the whatever. I think Bola actually asked him about how you going to come up with $22 million? Well, we haven't known what the University of Memphis or the Group of Five what they have any idea about what they plan to do, right? We know that the Power Five conferences can give up to $20-22 million, whatever it is, you know, if this settlement is approved. It hasn't been approved yet. We know that's what the reality looks like. But one of the wild unanswered questions has been, okay, what does the AAC do? Or what does Memphis do? Or like, no one's even addressed it or discussed it. I haven't heard anyone talk about what a Group of Five will do. And he said, I know we're going to opt in. He said, you know, I don't know that we're going to do $22 million or whether we're going to do $10 million or whatever else, but I know we're going to opt in. I've never heard anyone say that. And then asked about conference realignment. He said, you know, you get, he said the stuff about being your best self and all that. But then he said, well, let's be honest, like, there's two conferences that everyone looks at, the Big 12 and the ACC. He said, right now, and he just talked openly about it. He said, the Big 12 looks kind of filled right now, looks kind of stable right now. The ACC, I don't know if you all know it, there's a bunch of lawsuits going on. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, as a guy who's coming from the ACC, I'd love to be back in the ACC. Like, he just talked openly in a way that, well, it was none of this, yeah, well, you know, we just have to see what the future brings and be ready for all opportunities, you know?
That was the layered special right there.
he was, again, I have no idea if he's going to be good, but he was, at giving a speech, he was great. He was great.
Well, I will say this. You say it can mean nothing, and it can mean nothing, but the dude does have to raise money. Has to raise money, and so 100%. That makes me want to like that when he said that
when he takes over a room.
Yeah, like this, you know, the fact that his daughters, you know, he said he wants to have strong girls. Like, I want to donate, brother. Like, I'm in. Yeah, I get it, brother. I'm saying. So
he has to sell the program. He has to sell tickets. He has to sell people on giving to NIL. He has to sell. He's got to raise another $27 million for the football stadium. Really, when you think about it. I mean, you have to administer. That's part of it, right? Being an administrator and hiring good people and making sure that the, now that they're going to run the stadium, making sure that the, you know, the gates, the ticket gates work and the ticket, like all that stuff. Like, there's a lot of administrating that goes on. But then the other thing is being a salesperson, right? That's a huge part of the job. And if you don't like standing up in front of crowds or can't inspire them, if you do, you're making it harder on yourself. And so, again, I am not surprised, having witnessed what I just witnessed, that he walked into an interview process where there were three finalists and emerged as the guy who, you know, people love. And I have incredibly high regard for Ryan Alpert and Jeff Crane. But this guy was... He was really impressive. You know, he was really impressive. Like, you know, after it's done, you sort of look at people and everyone's like, that was great. Like, you know, you sort of, you know, whatever. So I was just talking to Jarvis. Jarvis was impressed. You know, you couldn't have been there and not been impressed. Now, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But so far, day one, he won the press conference.
I just wonder, you go from trying to beat the guy out, right, and Jeff Crane, the interim AD, who obviously has done a good enough job that he was a finalist for it as the interim AD, to I guess it is sort of a where maybe you recognize some of that and now want to retain him. I guess I'm saying that to ask you, was Crane there? I'm assuming no, because
he was on vacation. He was
okay.
Not there.
All right. Okay.
He was asked. In fact, I asked him Excellent. About Jeff Crane, and he said. He said, you know, all the right things. He said, I have not met him. I hear great things about him. I'd love to, you know, whatever. If he, you know, but he's on vacation, and I respect his decision. And I, you know, it's about extending respect to someone, and blah blah, whatever else. And after all that, I will be very surprised if Jeff Crane.
Gotcha.
I will be stunned if Jeff Crane. He also said, I have a deep bench of people who, if I call them, would be very happy to come. You know, to come. work with me and work the University of Memphis.
Right. Yeah. So, no, I think he'll probably have to tap into that bench, but that's okay.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly. it's not just him. There's a bunch of people who've left recently, and he's picking up at this middle of this really critical time. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really have, you know, his team is wildly thinned out over there. And so he's going to have to build his bench back at a time when you're supposed to be selling tickets and supposed to be raising money. And so he's got a lot to do, including, you know, finding people to do it with.
It was interesting that I don't know the context of it, but the fact that he even mentioned it, I thought was interesting. When he talked about the media, he talked about the fact that he likes to pick on the media. And I know he's obviously saying that tongue in cheek. Like, I think what he's saying is, I'll have an open line of communication with you guys, and I won't be afraid to, you know, to call it like it is with you guys. I thought that was promising, right? I mean, I felt like the last two ADs, it was just not their strength. Work in the media was just not their strength. And that's not the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth priority on the job, but I do think it was missing. And I think that if indeed he is, you know, as engaging as he seems to be, you know, that will actually only be a great thing for the University of Memphis. It's not why they hired him, but I think it actually could end up being a net positive for them in the decision to hire him if he's willing to do that.
Yeah, it's part of selling, right? And so there's no question about it. It's just part of selling the program. You Ed Scott standing on a corner talking doesn't really do much good except for the people who are walking by on the corner,
right,
if they happen to hear him. So he's got to be talking on a platform.
Yep.
And it can either be a print media platform or a TV media platform or a radio platform. It can be also their own platforms to some extent.
Sure.
But you can't just limit yourself at the University of Memphis to just, you know, whatever.
I'm just
going to
deal with the boosters and, you know, yeah.
So, or whatever. So it will matter. That he will do that. It was interesting. Who knows? How will he take criticism? Like, how will he, you know, it's funny. I asked him about, you know, at Morgan State, he inherited a scandal that he steered Morgan State out of. At Binghamton, he was kind of in the midst of a scandal that he was subsequently cleared of. But I asked him sort of a question about that, and he said, "You do too much research," which was half joking, but also I don't know. The relationships between these people, we'll see how they morph over time, right? And with him and the whole greater community. But I just really think it's important in this city. Maybe if you're the AD at Ann Arbor, you can just print tickets. You know, maybe you can just run a smooth program and print tickets. And that's that. I think at Memphis, it's really important, both sort of because the personality of the place, but also because the size of the place. It's really important to get out there and, you know, and to be with people and to make people feel like they're important, whether they're given $20 or, you know, $20 million. And I think there is a chance, just seeing, again, from this one limited, all we have is the sample size, I think there's a chance that he will be, that will be a strength of his.
Jeff, man,
thank you, Jeff.
Nice to do this on back-to-back days.
Pop on.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks.
Yes,
Jeff Calkins joins us pretty much whenever.
Our man on the scene.
Yep. Our man
very,
on
very
the scene.
Very kind of him to do.
Yes. Absolutely right. I'm watching the draft video of Zach Edey when he gets the call, by the way. It's awesome. The cake literally says, "You've come a long way, baby." That's what the cake says. And he's getting the call, and he's telling his mom it's Memphis, and she's, like, loving it, and he's excited. And his mom looks genuinely happy. Like, I mean, she's like, "Yo, let's go to Memphis."
Good, because, I mean, she looked worried during most games, you know, until the end, obviously. But you always saw that concerned, anxiety-filled face from her in the stands. I'm glad that she can just have joy.
Yeah, man.
About where our young man's going.
Awesome. I just know that, like, the first thing you think when you go to Memphis is, like, it's Ja, right? I mean, it's like I get to go play with friggin' Ja Morant, bro. I get to go finish.
I'm telling you, man, this thing about the Tennessee thing is going to stick. So that's going very quickly to make him
exactly.
You know, just a cult hero here, just a fan.
He put out the Vols, bro. He kept the Vols from getting their first Final Four,
and then told Rick Barnes about it,
and then let him know.
You know how we feel about Rick Barnes around here,
and then
and
let
put him
know.
In his place. So I mean, he's Grizz all the way. He's Memphis all the way already. And called Z-Bo. What are we talking about here?
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.